My name is Ben. That is Kelly.
Hi there.
Introducing Kat to you.
Mm-hmm.
I've said that we are a sophisticated show.
You know, sophistication is never going to be a word that's used to describe the show.
Education.
No.
When we see this kind of art in the news, the highbrow, sophisticated side of me takes over.
We head to Maine to meet a woman who's made a living by turning brown nuggets into gold.
Ah. I'm sorry. What does he mean by brown nuggets? I'll bite. I have to.
All right.
I don't have a choice.
All right. Let's get to it.
There's a lot going on at this Somerville home.
All
there
right.
are two adults, three kids, more than 60 animals, including some fish.
Wow.
And a whole bunch of moose turds.
Did he just say what I think he said? Can you get away with saying that in a news report? Can you?
Of moose turds.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
Right. Okay.
Mary Winchenbach runs Turdy Works.
All right, so Mary, she's an artist, and she runs Turdy Works.
The name of her company is Turdy Works?
It's art made from the stuff that moose leave behind.
Yes. All right, so let's talk to Mary, shall we?
Everyone takes a crap. Everyone goes to the bathroom, so everyone can relate to that. And the terms that I use to name these products are everyday terms that, you know, people are used to hearing and stuff. So we just kind of combine the two to come up with something halfway decent that's funny, you know.
Yeah, Mary, we did it.
Mary is
an artist.
Okay.
First thing that we make now, instead of a cuckoo clock, see, this is a poo-poo clock.
Ah, yeah, sophistication. The poo-poo clock made out of moose turds.
And what we did see is we took them turds and we crammed them in between the number there, so that's 1 turdy, 2 turdy, 3 turdy.
Is this reality?
I cannot.
Is this reality?
I can't breathe. 2 turdy?
Art? Sophistication?
That's just one of many products she offers.
Now over here we make fecal people.
Fecal people? All right.
And depending upon the shape of them middle turds right there, we can do them with big boobs or guts or butts or long legs or short legs. See, because there's no two turds that are ever alike.
Yeah, see, Mary has a vision.
She's like the Dr. Seuss of poo.
You ever seen two turds alike?
No, never, never.
Oh, wow.
No.
Mary says half the battle is getting her product, but to do that, she doesn't have to travel far.
Okay. Yeah, she just harvests them right out of her front yard.
Okay.
The turds are all local. And wherever the moose are, they're going to take a crap.
Mary.
She's eloquent.
Yeah,
wow, what eloquent. An eloquent
she is a wordsmith.
Holy cow.
I have found that when a moose takes a dump,
yeah,
you walk about 50 yards in any direction and they take another dump.
Ah, so see, she's got a system for harvesting her...
Plenty of product.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Plenty of material.
It's a fairly simple and efficient business model.
Okay. Absolutely.
When a moose takes a dump, they'll crap out between 200 and 400 turds every time they take a crap. So it's like I get $5 a turd for these things. So I get jumping right up and down. I get excited when I see a turd.
I can't.
She gets jumping up and down when she sees a moose turd. My God.
She's upping her game with a new Turdy Works Facebook page to peddle her poop.
All my turds are on that page right there with the prices, and click on them and then get to me and let me know what you need for turds and I ship it everywhere.
I mean, Mary is not the hero we deserve.
Oh, God. I'm literally out of breath. I can't breathe.
Yeah, if you want to see the story, you can text us the word moose, M-O-O-S-E. Cat?
Does it smell like poop?
Is your clock going to stench your living room? Is your family going to be upset by this Christmas gift that you're giving them?
Excellent question. I need
made a living by turning brown nuggets into gold.
That's maybe my favorite.
Into gold.
So there you go.
Is that the headline of our blog post? I feel like we need to put that up there.
As you can tell, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is all about art. Sophistication.
Yeah.
You know, the St. James Arts Festival could have a whole new exhibit.
We need to invite her ASAP.
We need Mary at the St. James Arts Festival.
She needs a booth right there in the front.
Right now.
Yeah.